Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Woolen. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Lots to get to today from Big 12 Media Days.
Big 12. One.
We've got some content from Brett Yormark, from Mike Gundy. It's a great day yesterday. It feels like we're kind of back. We're kind of back with college football.
Yeah, essentially back.
How gold was that? First day of media, and it was incredible.
It was truly amazing.
Yormark was incredible. Everything was incredible about it.
Yormark. Is the kind of commissioner I like.
Yes.
He gets up and he talks about football. You know, he doesn't talk about, Jake, I don't know what, like, we've had commissioners in the Big Ten where it seems like they're talking about everything but football. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't hear Delaney go into, like, hey, man, we got some teams, we got some quarterbacks, you know, mm-hmm. we got a running back. He said, it was kind of funny, he said, we got a running back. I think he's talking about Ollie Gordon. Mm-hmm.
Who's got issues.
Who we'll talk about.
We will.
Likes the vodka and tequila. Yeah.
And one beer. Just one. One beer.
Anyway, yeah, you know, Yormark was fabulous. He just kind of talked about what we've talked about the last 2 days. How deep the conference is.
And, like, you know, like he had mentioned, was it 24 months ago, it was just in shambles. Texas and Oklahoma was leaving. What are we going to do? It's not in shambles now. They're clearly ahead of the ACC.
They are.
Clearly ahead.
Well, we're doing our first segment right now. One other thing before we get to Idle Chit Chat. Yeah, he said we're one of the top three conferences.
So I'll play that audio here shortly.
Yeah. Okay, so now what does the ACC commissioner say?
Well, if he pushes back, as you would say.
Push back.
Bill's going to push back on this.
Is he going to push back at the ACC media days? He should.
How could you
now? You're bringing Cal in?
Stanford? SMU.
You can't push back on that.
Yeah, they can flex a little bit, though. He's still got Dabo.
The only thing that the Big 12 is struggling with is one bell cow. Because ACC still has Florida State and Clemson.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They still have Florida State and Clemson.
Can you say North Carolina?
No. I mean, I wouldn't put them even in nowhere near that level. No. As far as football, no. Okay. They've done just national championship teams. And Clemson is still... It's still Clemson.
You're right.
Florida State. I mean, Florida State went 13-0. I thought about this the other day. Could you imagine if that would have happened if they lost? They being Alabama lost their quarterback in the SEC for the SEC championship game and still won it. Think Alabama would have got shut out? No chance.
Probably
no
not.
No chance that they would get shut out. A Big Ten champion would not have gotten shut out.
No.
No chance.
That I just wish Florida State would have responded a little better. That was an uncomfortable time for me because I like Florida State. Yeah. They responded horribly. And they were given a pass by everybody, too, which kind of was...
They got beat by 60 in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah, they didn't show up.
I mean, they did not. The Orange Bowl.
Nope.
The Orange Bowl.
Right. Didn't show up.
It was never a game.
And they got a pass for it, which I'm still uncomfortable with. I don't know if I would discuss that with Marty or not. My brother.
You have not yet, though?
Not really.
Would you do that?
Tough subject.
When you're with Marty for the Tennis Hall of Fame induction, do you say where you at with this?
Not going to bring it up.
You're not going to bring it up?
It's one of those things, just don't bring it up.
If that's a family.
And I would like to
touchy subject.
Remember, I'd like to go to a family gathering at some fun time. I want to go with the Sipples to a gathering.
Interesting.
It'd be interesting. I think that'd be one of the things that I come back with. I've got some idle chit chat.
Went to Christmas with the Sipple family this year.
Yeah,
wow.
Went to the Sipple Christmas. Oh, that would be. Oh, that would be fun. We doing any idle chit chat?
Yeah, we are right now before we get to Big 12. Let's get to it.
Can we acknowledge Ben, please?
Young Ben is in the building.
Ben's here.
With a dolphin shirt on.
Dolphin shirt on. Teal.
He is dressed to the nines today in that shirt. Yeah. Dressed to the nines over there.
Is he dressed to the nines?
Yeah. Miami Dolphins gear for young Ben.
Yeah. Yes. So Ben is here. Bella will be here at 7.
Yep.
It's a full boat. And we're just roaring now towards the start of football.
Now we're going. I got an incredible phone call yesterday from Candace.
Candace. That's a beautiful name.
Yes. In Arthur, Nebraska.
Arthur.
Which is in the middle. It's kind of between. It's up in the Mullen Hyannis type, getting towards that area. And it's straight north of Ogallala. So you're out there. You're in the midst of the Sandhills.
You're in the brush.
You're in it. You're in the brush. And it was a fun phone call. Because here's what just amazed me. She goes, they're in Arthur. She goes, me and my husband watch you guys every day on YouTube.
Ooh.
From Arthur.
Is that why you're not wearing a hat today? What's that?
Yes, I wanted to respond and try to wear a hat. No, I have to do a picture later. Remember, we have headshots.
Oh, crap. Remember? That's today, yeah.
Yeah, that's today.
Probably should have won a ticket polo or something.
Yeah, that's today. That's
Did I miss that memo?
No.
Anyway, as soon as you come out of the deal, out of the spillover, you're getting a photo, buddy. Yeah.
You can wear the hat.
Ka-ching.
I'll wear the hat.
Yeah. Do it. What you have to do. Anyway,
forgot about that.
The phone call was incredible. And just listen. So I'm like, well, they live on a ranch, and their kids have to drive 44 miles one way to school. 44 miles one way to school.
Whoa.
Almost 100 miles a day just to get to school and back.
Yeah.
Then I kind of asked, I go, well, how big's your ranch? Is it pretty good size or small or whatever? She goes, well, it's 30,000 acres. Oh. It's 30,000 acres.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? Oh.
I'm trying to imagine it right
30,
now.
30,000 acres.
I'm trying to imagine.
It was fun. And here's the next. So she was so kind. She's going to have me speak at the graduation next year.
Okay.
Keynote speak to the graduation out there. I go. This is fun. I've done a couple of these before. What's the class size? 9. Class size is 9. Seniors are 9.
That is awesome.
I can't wait to get out there. I've never been. I'm so intrigued.
That's awesome.
Play 6-man football.
That is incredible. It's called, the town's called what again?
Arthur.
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 Will she take you to the ranch and show you 30,000 acres?
I'm gonna get as much as possible. Can you even see 30,000 acres?
No, take a long time.
No, you can't.
Take a long time.
What's the golf place out there, Jake?
Well, Dismal, in the Sandhill, Dismal River or Sand Hills Golf Club.
They butt up to that.
Oh, okay.
They butt up to Dismal.
That is significant.
So the golf?
It's a wonderful, wonderful private golf course in Mullen. The Mullen area, yeah.
Yes, they're kind of right. They're right up to that. So anyway, I was just taken back. She's like, you know, in Arthur Ranchers, in the middle of nowhere, and they listen to the ticket every day.
Wow.
From
Ron, he says on the text line, there are more people in one square block in Lincoln than they are in all of Arthur County.
Was that right?
Pretty much.
I mean, it's incredible. So I'm very excited about that. So Candace, if you guys watch today, thank you. I'm looking forward to getting out there. Spending some time.
When is that going
to
be?
That's all the way. We're a long ways out.
That's next year?
Next year.
Next year's graduation. Okay. So just shy of a year away from now.
Good planning.
About 10 months away.
10 months away.
Good plan.
I worked on the speech last night. That's not true, Candace. I made that up.
He's excited, though.
What did you do yesterday, Jake?
Nothing crazy for me, I don't think.
You were just sending texts.
I was reading some stuff from X about the Big 12 media days, and of course... Some different debate stuff out there.
Yeah, I don't think I had anything worth writing home about.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. Nobody calling me to do speeches or anything like that.
It's not true.
That's not true, actually.
It's actually 100% false. We're going to hit on that later. We'll hit on that later when we get to Bex, but yes, so that's not true either.
I was coming out of my mouth. I was like, yeah, well, kind of it happened. Not like that, though. Not like
we're going to talk about that later. Okay. Save it for the show.
I did have a good motorcycle ride, but and a lot of show prep. I didn't have much going on yesterday. It was odd. It was very odd.
Do you have to be?
I talked to Bill a bunch yesterday.
Wow. We talked on the phone.
I didn't get the phone call.
I'm not even sure why.
Yeah, you feel left out?
Yeah.
Sometimes now, the three-legged stool, somebody feels left out.
Yeah. We do. And I'm the one left out the most. You
that's
two,
not true.
That's true. You guys, next day, it's like, well, I was talking. Oh, really?
No, that is not really? true, Bill. That's not true.
I'll talk to Jake sometimes on some
things. We'll get some calls, yeah.
I'll call Jake up.
Yeah.
I always give Jake the call me.
Please call or call.
I always use please.
There's a call, please. Please call or call me when able.
Sometimes you put a siren on there.
Yeah. I do that. I do a lot of 911 right. Emergency.
Bill's very good with emojis on the phone.
Yes,
very good.
And usually it's you guys realize pretty much it's not really an emergency.
No,
it's not really.
It used to get me like,
well, what's going on?
And now I'm like, okay.
Hey. I like when Pill put he puts the coffee emoji for coffee talk.
Coffee talk.
We get the emoji.
I always put the coffee cup on there.
Coffee talk with the coffee emoji. He gets to figure it out.
All right. Well, we've eased into this problem.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your summer lawn care needs. Was he in the garage this morning at all?
He was not in the garage this morning, but he checked in about 4:15.
4:15.
What? Yeah, were you up?
What's that? I was up. I was doing calisthenics.
You were up so early.
Doing calisthenics in the garage.
Where are you?
Burpees. Trying to get in better shape.
So Andrew was there.
Hey, by the way, quick thing on Andrew. I was at his 4th of July party, you know, on Thursday.
Yeah, yes.
I learned that Andrew has 7 kids, and he's got 4 teenagers right now.
God.
Yeah, how about that for busy? He's got 7 kids.
How does that? 4 teenagers. How do you remember their names?
And a 2-year-old.
I wouldn't know that.
And a 2-year-old.
First, when there's a group of people, like I have my 3 nephews, and we all call them the wrong names all the time. Just wrong name. 7
kids.
Would you ever call them by the right name?
Can you imagine having 4 teenagers? That sounds like hell.
Imagine 4 Bens. Imagine that, 7
4
Bens.
4 young Bens over
imagine
here.
That.
Yeah.
Afraid to go outside.
That'd be interesting.
It would be.
It'd be interesting. So Andrew has 7 kids.
And a 2-year-old. 4 teenagers and a 2-year-old.
His wife's from Beamer.
Man, think about the grocery bill.
Yeah. a lot of different bills there.
I couldn't imagine
He's
that.
A good man.
That's straight Costco or Sam's.
Yeah.
If you don't go to, yeah, absolutely.
Andrew's Both. Number again. I always
Yes, the number is this, 402-440-6297 for Newton's Lawn Care.
I always remember when you're listening. This happens to me when I'm listening to the radio and somebody's doing an ad and they whip through a phone number. I'm like, I didn't get that. That's why I always say.
Repeat it again.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, That's nice of you, Steve.
There well, think go. About it. It happens all the time. I'm like, I didn't get that number. Can you read that back? And they never do.
Can I get one more idle chit-chat in?
Yeah, please. What do you got?
I got into a full conversation, which is incredible, at Hy-Vee yesterday. I whipped into Hy-Vee. Laura needed a couple items. So I whip in there, and I go in there, and lane 6 is open.
Lane 6.
And it's 2 guys working at one of the register, one as a sacker, basically, at the end. And they're probably, I'm going to guess 19, I believe it was. And right away, the guy who said, goes, hey, you look at the kind of old man, didn't say old man, looked at me. Have you ever heard of Billy Idol? And I'm like, heck yeah, I heard of Billy Idol. He's incredible.
He asked you that.
And the guy looks at the cash register, and he goes, I told you. I have no idea what you're like. He's just on it. And he goes, so they get this whole argument
here.
Breaks out. And then he goes, well, I just brought up that one of my favorite bands was going to be playing. And it was, and I think the band was called The Weeknd. Is that true?
That's a band.
The Weeknd. So we started talking about Billy Idol songs. And then we started talking about it. He goes, well, this is The Weeknd. And the guy pulls up on his phone. This is the guy who's going to be. And he goes, he always wears sunglasses. He goes, so's Pitbull. Pitbull always wears sunglasses. I go, I don't think he does. I think there's a video when he doesn't. And the guy comes back. He goes, you know what? Here's the video. You're right. He's not wearing them. And we're in this full-on conversation with the 3 of us about Pitbull, Weeknd, and Billy Idol.
Wow, that's a good conversation right there.
That's some idle chit-chat.
It was some idle chit-chat.
That's not even idle chit-chat.
I left there in a daze. Yeah. I left there like, what just happened?
What's my name? Where am I? Who are those people?
That's kind of nice in a way.
It was good. Because the one guy was giving the other guy a hard time by it. He goes, how do you have no idea who Billy Idol is? And somehow it got all the way to Pitbull and no sunglasses in a video.
These were just kids, right?
I'm going to say age 19.
Interesting.
Age 19. They were pretty appalled with me that I'd never heard of The Weeknd.
The weekend is probably known for having one of the strangest Super Bowl halftime shows ever. If you remember a couple years ago, he's like in a maze in halftime, and it kept following him, and people were like, "This is giving me a migraine. This is hard to watch."
Okay,
the camera's going everywhere. He's trying to find his way out.
I kind of remember that.
It was very strange.
I just remember Snoop Dogg being on a couple years ago.
That was a good halftime.
That was beyond epic.
And Eminem and Mary J. Blige.
Well, you're missing somebody.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah. Right.
It's a great show. That was a great.
You should have just said Dr. Dre first.
They should.
Snoop's good too.
You like Eminem? That group. I do like Eminem. That halftime show should just be the halftime show
every year.
Just
never
do it every year.
That was
amazing. And do the exact same song. Don't change
the same
anything.
Show. The
same
whole
show. Same
thing.
Show. Just run it same back. Thing.
I'd be okay, seriously, if it was just Dre. Yeah. Just every just year, Dre.
Run it back.
Dr. Dre's the halftime show.
Run it back.
Yeah.
Every year. All right, so we mentioned Big 12 Media Days began yesterday. It will end today in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. There is some things we want to get to. Do we get to Mike Gundy first or Brett Yormark? What do we want to get to from yesterday?
Gundy.
Okay, I thought so. Mike Gundy, if you go back to end of June, Ollie Gordon, the star running back from Oklahoma State, was cited with the DUI. He didn't want to take a sobriety test at the scene, but it was found out he blew a .11. There was a half empty tequila bottles and other alcoholic bottles
in
the car.
He had a half-empty bottle of vodka and a half-empty bottle of tequila.
That's true.
And then there was some puffy Cheetos and some... No, there wasn't puffy Cheetos.
He was taken to Cleveland County Jail before 3:10 a.m. where he gave a breath sample of .11, which is over the limit for anyone 21 and older. So Mike Gundy has decided not to suspend him at all. He will play the whole season, including game one, with no sort of, you know, no half miss, the whole game he will play. Mike Gundy was asked about this and addressed the question yesterday at Media Days off the side of the podium. Here is Mike Gundy talking about why he did what he did with Ollie Gordon to not suspend him at all.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma, it's 0.08, and Ollie was 0.1. So I looked it up. And it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. And I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light. Because you make a lot of money to play football.
In the middle there, Mike Gundy says he's basically driven drunk driving 1,000 times or so. That's what he said, essentially.
Basically. Then he went back on it.
He did.
He later released a tweet that said, I wasn't talking about anything specific. So somebody got to him, right? Maybe his AD. And said, hey, you got to say something.
Walk that back a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, walk it back.
Well, the one thing is everyone knows is that it is a serious offense.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it is
beyond serious offense. There's been the millions of lives that have been lost through drunk driving. And so it's, like I said, there is no lighthearted part about it.
No.
With that. So then the story had kind of died down a little because it happened a while back. So it was
end of June,
and it kind of had died down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I would think in hindsight, but I'm not speaking for Mike Gundy all the time, you'd think it'd be something of, is it terrible situation? Ollie's very worried, made a big mistake, and we'll deal with it internally.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/earlybreak.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 per pound. Then get 10 for $10 during our sale on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
why not do that?
Just that's it. Instead of going through, and then if you still want to play him, that's your say. We have an internal thing that we do. We have a plan, and you don't have to say. You don't have to bury your soul of anything.
Right.
Why? What you looked at? What was going on?
Yeah. So what Gundy does to me is he's an older coach with probably a big bank account, and he's just his filter's not great anymore. Like, I don't think a younger coach says something like that. Like, just a younger coach, somebody in his 40s who's in his first coaching job. He doesn't go like that. Gundy's older, established, probably his give-a-crap factor's lower. So he just says what he says. And then he has to deal with it. But he's probably okay with dealing with it. Yeah, what he said was... you just don't need to do that. It was colorful, and he's a colorful person. Yeah, he listed a lot of conversation, totally unnecessary.
The tweet was this. The follow up was, my intended point today at Big 12 Media Days was that we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific. Mike Gundy.
I think it was.
I don't think you can get that one back.
I don't think so.
That one can't come back. After you've already said, I've done that 1,000 times.
I think we know what he was talking about, right?
You can't walk that way.
The
back,
one
Mike,
good thing he did, I thought, was saying that he did have, I don't know if you have the sound of him saying why he wanted Gordon there. It was good. It was really good. That was good. He said, because these guys are highly paid now, and you might not think of it this way, but they are basically employees of the university. And I wanted Ollie Gordon there to face the music. You did this. You need to answer to people. You need to answer to the media. That's beautiful. He said these guys are highly paid now. And that's something we've talked about on this show. It's different now with criticism of players because they want to be paid like professionals. Yeah. Well, you're going to get treated like more of a professional now. We're not going to do the thing where
he's a student athlete.
Yeah.
But you're still a student athlete, but you're getting paid.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are getting paid a lot. And like Ollie Gordon's getting paid a lot.
I bet he's getting paid a lot.
It's just an awkward time when times have changed. So now he has a lot of money, and there's a app that you can get that everyone knows how to do and use within seconds and have someone pick you up. Just Lyft, Uber.
Yeah. Uber or Lyft, yeah.
And that, I mean,
that
didn't exist, you know.
100.
We were in college. There was no such thing.
100.
No such thing as that.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no reason to be in the predicament that he's in. And I'm not gonna do the
He was swerving
thing.
Into the lane at going 17. He was going 82 and a 65 at 2:30 in the morning. Like you said,
no reason, man.
Yeah,
no reason.
You're the player of the year, preseason player of the year in the Big 12.
Gundy also erred, in my opinion, in his. I don't know. You probably don't have the sound either. And I'm gonna paraphrase him.
Gundy, yeah.
He said, "Would suspending him one game do anything?" He said, "No." Which suspended him 6 games do something? He said, probably, but I'm not going to do that because it would affect the rest of the team, and I don't want to do that. See, I didn't like that either because he went to both extremes. First of all, I disagree with him. I do think suspending him 1 game would get the kids' attention. I think that's what I would do, is suspend Ollie Gordon 1 game. He said, I'm going to give him, what am I going to do for punishment? Give him the ball 50 times in the first game. I'd consider a 1-game suspension. I don't agree with Gundy that wouldn't have an impact. That would have an impact. 6 is, he's just going to an extreme to make a point, but which is stupid. You're not going to suspend him 6 games. 2s would be on the table, but no, not 6. So, I just think he's Gundy's just at a point of his career where he's just kind of brazen. Hmm. What the hell? I'm Gundy. Who's coached this team the last 15 years?
You're going to fire me? Really?
Right.
Been here forever.
I know if I was in that situation myself as a head coach, it would be a detailed conversation with Keith Mann before he went out. Or your version of Keith Mann. Of, okay, what do you think here? Ask me the hard questions.
Yeah, you're going to get asked.
And just so you know, where are you at, coach? Are you totally prepared of how you want to talk about and answer Ollie Gordon? Because that's going to be a major one you're going to get hit by.
You had the good answer.
Yeah. And so how are you going to handle that? What's your avenue to build it? But you want to talk to somebody all the time, like, okay, how are you going to handle this? How are you going to handle this? Especially if it's a negative. It's like, you know, hey, the momentum is going great for you guys. Tell me about it. Oh, how do I deal with this question? What do I do? No, I can deal with that one just fine. Give me a couple of the ones that may come up to build the handle in that situation.
Yeah, Gundy. Now, the thing is, we're really big. I mean, we're Gundy fans on this show. I mean, that's. So I want to say I don't sound like one today, but I am a Gundy fan. I like him. I like what he's about, but it was sort of a rough Big 12 media days for him,
someone,
I think.
Someone says regarding Ollie Gordon, how about you find him a game check? That will wake him up.
Find him.
Yeah. If he's getting paid, hey game check's gone, my man.
Bill, can you find players now?
Well, they're making money.
Can you find them?
I believe you can. How could you do?
Could you?
Absolutely. It's in some version or whatever it can be with the NIL. Yes, there's. You don't get to act the fool and do things and still be able to be like, oh yeah, I still got my NIL. That's fine, right? There's nothing here. I'm still gonna do my commercials. I'm still gonna do my stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. No. Because if it's old school, name, image, and likeness where. He's doing a commercial for a plumbing company, or he's doing this for a car company. All of a sudden, are you gonna bring him in now? Are you gonna bring in to do it?
So he could lose that sort of opportunity.
Lose an endorsement easily.
Yeah, lose an endorsement
easily.
But could the coach say, "Hey, this first game, you're fined $10,000"?
I don't know.
I don't know if he could do that.
That would wake him up, though.
I don't know if
I don't know
that
either. I don't know how it would.
I mean, he's probably making
first
enough.
First of all, it's really hard because no one really, really knows the exact answers of the contract of NIL. No one knows that. That's like there's like eight
but
people in the
Gundy
world.
But could Gundy bring him in and say, what is your NIL deal? What are you making? And Gordon would tell him, and he'd say, well, the first game, you're going to have to donate to charity a set amount of money as part of your punishment. I'd still suspend him for a game, probably. But that... Whatever, that's an interesting question. I don't know that anybody's ever asked that. Could you legitimately find these players now, especially the guys like Ollie Gordon, who I don't know what he's making, but it's a lot. He's got to be making a lot. He's a dope walk. Yeah. He rushed for 1,700 yards last year.
He didn't play in the first three games.
Seriously,
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
he rushed for 1,700.
Look at his first three games.
He barely
carried the ball at all. The story was he went into Gundy and just said, "Give me the ball."
He rushed He rushed for 1,732 yards and scored 22 touchdowns. He won the Doak Walker Award.
He won 10 games. He started out 1-2.
He's making money.
Yeah, he didn't hardly carry the ball at all in his first three games.
Yeah, how about his first three games against lesser competition? Yeah, Central Arkansas, the first game, 7 carries, 44 yards. Yeah. Arizona State, 9 carries, 53 yards. Nice. Game 3 against South Alabama, that embarrassing 33-7 loss. Oh. He had 3 carries for 12 yards.
Yeah. 3 carries.
And then he got going.
Then the next 6 games, he had 120-plus yards every game, including a game of 282. Yeah. And the next week, 271. Hmm. Back-to-back against West Virginia and Cincinnati. Three games of nothing. And he still had 1,700 plus yards.
Yeah, carried the ball 3 times.
Against South Alabama in the loss there. Other from yesterday at media days, Brett Yormark, the commissioner, says the Big 12 is the deepest conference. Here's Brett Yormark explaining that to reporters yesterday in Vegas.
We will be the deepest conference in America, and every week will matter. We have star power and parity. We boast some of the top players and coaches in the game. November will be incredibly exciting, and we will brand it as a race to the championship.
Beautiful.
Well, yeah, you almost felt like it was at like the Republican
rally
or something.
It's like a rally.
And cheer.
Feel like. You're waiting for the crowd. Come on. Yeah. The crowd.
It's awkward because the reporters can't cheer.
But. The reporters, they wanted to. Right. They wanted to. They all wanted to cheer.
Stand up.
Stand up and cheer. Look around like.
Oh.
That was beautiful.
More from Brett Yormark. He's there as a top three conference, he believes the Big 12 is.
What was there a path for the Big 12 to either financially or perception-wise to be one of the top two conferences, or is it you're just chasing the
Listen, we're one of the, and I say this often, we're one of the three best conferences in America, and we're getting better. Think about where we were just 24 months ago, and think about where we are today. So I will not stop until we're the number one conference in America. That's my ambition. I shouldn't have anything but that. And that's what I, you know, that's the ambition of our conference. It's the ambition of our presidents and ADs. Why would we be doing what we're doing if we don't aspire to be number one? But we continue to get better, and I like where we're going.
I think the Big 12 has a little advantage, just maybe one or two advantages over the SEC and Big 10. One is the conference is not as established, so it can probably easier get away with naming rights, do something like naming rights, make a ton of money off of selling its name to somebody. I don't know that the Big Ten could do it because it's so steeped in tradition and kind of haughty. The SEC is a little bit that way too, probably. But the Big 12, he said that. And he said that naming rights is on the table, that they could do it, as been reported before, and private equity is another.
What if all of a sudden it was Amazon Big 12?
I mean,
and he drops this for the fun of a couple billion.
Dr. Pepper Big 12,
you know, it's something just.
Yeah, Amazon. They said, Amazon would drop. I wonder how much they would drop.
But you if say you have like, fun money, just imagine. I said that before. Imagine if you were. Is it Bezos? Is that right?
Jeff Bezos,
Amazon.
Yeah.
What if all of a sudden he just said, you know what, I'm going to make West Virginia great.
Yeah.
And in West Virginia, here's $2 billion.
Yeah.
And we're going to be great. And watch us go.
Yeah.
Just have fun with it. Just have a little bit of fun and see what's going on up there. Country, play some John Denver, Country Roads, take me
But
home.
As far as naming rights go for the Big 12, yeah. Wouldn't bother me. I think, Jake, you say it would bother you.
Well, the thing is, you would drop the big potentially. It might be just the Amazon 12 or the All-State 12. Yeah. They said the big might be dropped from the name if they did that.
That's... And they, you can't do that for the Big 10.
Let's go to the All-State 12 Kansas State.
But imagine if someone does come in and just says, hey, listen, real quick here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna throw in $5 billion
right.
to do
or
this.
Or just a billion.
Yeah.
Or even just
and
a
all
billion.
Of a sudden you're going, if you're the Big 10, you're going, okay, yeah, we're still us, but that's interesting. They just got $5 billion to name their place, and then all of a sudden that's interesting.
Easier to do it if you're the Big 12 than the Big
Much
10.
Much easier.
Yeah, you can't do it as the Big 10. Yeah. I don't think you could.
There would be pushback.
Yeah.
Until after a while, though, it's going to be, hang on now. Everybody wants all these. Because it's going to come down to eventually private equity is going to show up in universities. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. University of Arizona is going to be just like it is now. Think how bowl games changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know,
exactly.
The Fiesta Bowl, all the names, you think of the Orange Bowl, all the names, they're not the Orange Bowl anymore. There's a name to everyone.
Yeah. Sometimes
so it makes a big deal for it. How it's sponsored.
So yeah, we've talked about the last few days, couple days, how deep the league is. So what he got up and said is basically what we've been saying for 2 days. It's an incredibly good conference. I was talking to Bill yesterday, Jake. Oh, God.
Missed that conversation.
You were in on that one, Jake. Sorry.
I missed that one. Please tell me what I missed.
Bill was surprisingly okay with this. I thought you'd get after me a little bit. I was saying I kind of miss it, and I miss the rivalry aspect. I would love Nebraska being in the same conference with Colorado and Kansas State. It would be fun because it would be hot.
No.
It would be hot. I mean, it would be every year.
A good road trip. Short road trip, too.
Yeah. Heck all timeout.
Yeah.
I completely agreed with you that those two games would be incredible.
Well, I know you did. I know you did, but the Big Ten is where Nebraska belongs.
Yes, I'm 100% on that. It's like, okay, you never ever, mess with that. But we talked about how great it would be if you were playing K-State or Colorado.
Every year.
Oh. Because going to K-State for games was incredible. I told Sip, I said, when you're a coach, player, especially players, and talk about, and Sip was talking about how just how brutal it was at Colorado last year. I go, how awesome is that? You want to be in that. If you have anything to you at all.
Players and coaches like it.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, this is fun. You come out of that. It's not a tunnel at Colorado. You come down kind of an asphalt ramp. You come down, but you're right in. When the door opens, usually most times doors open. You got a little ways to go to where you have to get to. Doors open, you're in view. You're in view right there.
Yeah,
and awesome. It's incredible. And to have that, and like I said, and K-State was
K-State was getting hot.
It got hot. Things got heated with K-State.
It was getting great.
Yeah.
I mean, I was down there. I was telling Bill.
It's 100 miles away.
Short trip.
After loss in a night game, it was when Craig Bohl was a defensive
coordinator. The story's incredible.
It was a night game, and they had lost. Nebraska had lost. And I had to run. Because it was a night game, I had to scurry and get some quotes quick. So I went down to the field and grabbed Craig Bohl. And I was just interviewing him on the field amidst all these Kansas State fans. And one K-State fan came over and shook his hand and said, "Hey, I just wanted to shake your hand. I think you're..."
You said, "I want to thank you."
He said, "I want to thank you. I really want to thank you. I want to thank you for sucking so bad. You are awful." But it was expletive laced. It was amazing. I mean, I was like, tip my cap to the guy. Yeah. I want to thank you. Yeah. I want to thank you for sucking so bad. But that's just to illustrate the rivalry.
It was heated.
K-State was getting hot.
Yeah, it was heated. Colorado's...
Nebraska does not have that, Jake.
No, they don't.
It's probably
the biggest pushback that Nebraska has is not having the rivalry. It's really if you go through teams, if you want to quote unquote, just the teams right now, do they have a rival? And they do. I mean, the teams right now, you look at, there's Ohio State, there's Michigan. I mean, all the,
they do.
That's what I mean. They do.
Yeah.
So all the teams right now, you look up in the top, say, okay, who are the top eight teams that can maybe win the national championship? They've all got one. They've all got, it's like, no, that's it. That's the game is circled.
And it's real. It's not. Yeah. We kind of do this thing with Iowa, and I do it. Jake does it. We do it where it's a rivalry, but it's sort of a budding kind of forced a little bit, probably a little forced. Kansas State wasn't forced.
Good games in that
and Colorado series, sure the hell's not forced.
No, it's not. When we come back, Husker Online, Sean Callahan next, an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.